Welcome back. Again, anyone who's out on Zoom, if you could please mute yourself. Again, unless you have a question, of course, then please speak up. So then we are, again, in Hilchas Tefillin, and we're on page 64, Simuchav. Hey. So last we were together, we were discussing about that you have to have the Tefillin on at least during time of Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. And we were discussing about the idea of Shema is because if you don't do that, you don't have tefillin on at the time of Shema, so it's like you're incriminating yourself. Saying, and you're not doing it. Now again, we discussed that that is all under the assumption that, you know, there's not some extenuating circumstance. We also discussed, let's say you're saying Shema early to make the earlier Zman, the Magen Avram, but you're really go according to the Gra. So again, do you have to put on tefillin then? So we saw that you don't have to. But one point which I don't think we discussed was the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Daled says that based upon, maybe we did do it, I don't know, but based upon this idea that a person shouldn't incriminate themselves, so a person shouldn't be saying one thing and doing another. So when we are davening, we have our tefillin on, again, during the weekday or even not during the weekday, and we say the first line of Shema is, V'ahavtayis Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our circumstance, so we all know what Chazal say, what those mean, so I don't want to get into that right now. But the Sefer HaKharidim says, so based upon what we just learned, Yireh Lahachnis Avas Hashem Yisparach Belibo, a person should, you're saying you should love Hashem, so you should try to put the love of Hashem into your heart, into your being when you say those words. Because again, then it would be the same issue. Because you're saying you should love Hashem, and you don't. And you don't. So I think we did discuss it. Again, we talked about according to Rav Yisrael, according to Rav Yisrael Salanter, could we be on that level? But I don't know if I mentioned that in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, the Chelek Beis, Perek Beis, the Chavetz Chaim says that that if a person cannot have that in mind in the time of Kriya Shema, so at least sometime during the day he should do something, let's say before they eat, or sometime during the day to try to inculcate, feel Avas Hashem. Again, when we eat, that's a great time, right? And, like I mentioned often, there's a bir halacha by fruit, right? So K'nayin Hara, we have a lot of fruit. K'nayin Hara, I should say that way. Supply chain and all that other stuff. But again, we make a special bracha on fruit, Berei Pri Eitz. So the Chofetz Chaim says, why? Answer is, because Hashem didn't have to give you fruit. Fruit is really a luxury, right? Bread and water, that's it. Or something like that, a reasonable substitute. But again, you know, like Hashem gives you fruit and all the, like I mentioned, like I think I mentioned in school recently, I warned the girls, like, if you send your husband, Emir Hashem, to the shop, and you tell him, buy some apples, you better say what type of apples, right? I mentioned, you know, I go to Costco, like, it's unbelievable. Keep on coming up with different types of apples. You know, I always thought, when I was a kid, an apple is an apple. You know, now, okay, maybe you had breaking apples, and you had red delicious apples, white Washington State apples, red, right?
Yellow and red.
Green were the baking apples. Oh, the Granny Smith. Right. But now, like, you know, it's crazy. We, you know, I can't even keep track of the name. Jazz, Ambrosia, Fuji, you know, great. So I tell my wife, you know, you write apples, tell me what. Would be specific, right? Besides the fact that I think they realize men sometimes shop because, you know, they have those plastic bags that you put the fruit into, the vegetables.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're so hard to.
Oh, so now I notice they start saying open. In other words, I had a problem with side. Now, Baruch Hashem, they write, you know, this side is the open side. So it makes it a little better. But anyways, so sometime during, now again, our Masorah is that we can't stay on that level of Avas Hashem, but that doesn't mean we don't have any touch point to it. So again, you know, sometime during the day, should I have in mind, you know, like, look what Hashem's done for me, you know. Like I know somebody, a friend of mine, who tells me, you know, he's like my age, and he says, you have to appreciate it. You can walk, and, you know, like, and you walk without pain. Walk without pain, and Meretz Hashem will be back. You know, I think I saw something that 50% of people have back pain or sometime during their life. So, Kanai Nahara, you know, like, if you don't have back pain, you really have to, wow, thank you. You know, that's an amazing Avas Hashem. You know, that Hashem is showing He loves you, so you have to appreciate that, love Him back. Okay, hey. Now, this is a very, very important halacha. We'll see for in a lot of ways. Hey, Yechave, next page, Ba'anachasan. So we know, all know, you have to have kavana when you do. You have to have intent. You have to have certain things in mind when you do a mitzvah. So here by tefillin, Yechave, Ba'anachasan, next page, page 65. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aniach Arba Pashos Eilu, that Hashem commanded us to put on these four parshios, right? And the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh, is four sections of the Torah. Sheish Bahem, that in all the in these four sections of the Torah, parts of the Torah, there are Yichud Shmo, that we have to realize that Hashem is one, Hashem is singular, unique. V'yetzias Mitzrayim, and how Hashem took us out, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Al-Azra, and we wear these, those two things. Al-Azra, and we bind those parshas on our arm, kineged alev, parallel to the heart. The Al-Arash, and we also don them on our head, kineged al-Moch, parallel to the mind, the brain. Why? Kadesh Niskor Nisim v'Niflos Sa'asa Imanu, so that we remember the miracles, the wondrous things that Hashem did with us, like taking out of Mitzrayim. Shehem Morim, which, again, the two concepts, Yitzis Mitzrayim and the oneness of Hashem, tie together. Because by Yitzis Mitzrayim and all the miracles therein, Shehem Morim al Yehudo, it shows that Hashem is unique. Hashem has domain over everything, physical things and non-physical powers. Hashem can, with His will, they are subservient to Hashem's will, and no matter the greatest power, physical or otherwise, is nothing. It's all subservient to Hashem. It's all meshubad to Hashem, kirtzono, as Hashem wills, as Hashem wants. V'yishabi la'akosh baruch hu, as ha'neshama shikinek shihan moach. And so therefore, we should subjugate to Hashem our neshama, our soul, which rests in our brain, in our head. V'gam alev, and also our heart, right? Those are the two parts. So again, Hashem, Mitzrayim showed mastery over two areas, if you want to call that, physical and spiritual. So too, our spiritual realm, which is our neshama, has to be meshubad, has to be subjugated to Hashem. V'gam alev, shu ikar atavos v'amakshavos, and also the heart, which symbolizes our physical desires and our thoughts, which also drive us by away from Hashem and towards the physical. Those two should be meshubad, should be subjugated to Hashem. And thereby wearing the tefillin by the mind and of the heart, as we just explained, a person will minimize, he didn't say get rid of, but minimize our desires, our pleasures of this world. So that's what we have to have in mind. Now, of course, the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sure you expected this, says the Mishnah Berurah Tesvav at the end, that Bedi'eved, if you had in mind, that I'm doing the mitzvah, right? Doing the mitzvah, lo kiven rak l'shem mitzvah, you had in mind, I'm putting on the tefillin because, why? Hashem told me to. With all the longer kavanas which we just said. So Bedi'eved, you're yotze, right? we saw this by tzitzis also. So here we see it by tefillin. That we should have in mind those ideas. Now, so that is super important. The kavana that we're supposed to have when we put on tefillin. But here comes the other part. Then the mechaber goes on and says, "V'aniach shel yad chila, you put on the shel yad first. V'yavarach alav l'aniach, and according to the mechaber, you make the bracha l'haniach." Now again, we'll get to this a little later, but as you can see, if you look closely, I don't know if yours has nekudos, but there's a kamatz under the hay. We'll get to this later. L'haniach. Again, we'll talk about that later, just so you should say it properly tomorrow, in case you're not l'haniach. But with a comma, it's lehaniach. It's going to be very important. We'll see why later. So you make the bracha according to the mechaber. Svardim. According to everybody, you put on the shel yad first, and you make the bracha lehaniach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Yud Zayin, we put on the shel yad first. Why? As I stated in the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says it. Kshartim lo sa yodecha, you bind it on your arm, vayula totavos beinecha, and then you wear it as totavos between your eyes, so to speak. So therefore, we put on the shel yad first, because that's the order. Now again, we're going to see later that what happens, remember we talked about this before? Let's say you take out you're supposed to put on talus first, tzitzis first. But let's say you didn't. You take out the tefillin first. So then you put on the tefillin first because we don't pass over mitzvahs. So let's say, we'll get to this later. Let's say if you took out the shel rosh first. Then what do you do? We'll see. But anyways, just a little teaser there. So the Mechaber says you put on the tefillin first, you put on the tefillin, and then you make a bracha, lehaniach, ve'achar kach yaniach shel rosh, then you put on the shel rosh. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Yud Ches, that you make this bracha, rotzolomar, kodem hahidu k'dolakaman. As we'll see later, you make the bracha lehaniach, you make the bracha on the tefillin, the shel yad, before you tighten it. Right? People mess this up. They tighten it, and then they... So again, the idea is, I think we've mentioned this a few times before, that all brachos we make over lasiyasan. All brachos, we make the bracha first, then we do the action. Very important rule. You make the bracha, then you dunk the thing in the mikveh, right? One makes the bracha on challah, then she slices it off, right? And that's the rule that we have in all mitzvahs. Again, I think we mentioned this before. That's why there's different ways to do it. By the Ashkenazim, the way we do it is by lulav and esrog, we have to pit them down, right? Because really, when you pick it up, as soon as you pick them up, you did the mitzvah, right? So therefore, you have to pick it up in a way that you didn't do the mitzvah, pit them down. Then you make the bracha, flip, right? So the same thing here. You make the bracha, then you tighten it, right? Backup says, "V'achakak yaniach shel rosh." Then you put on the shel rosh. V'lo yivarech. The mechaber holds you do not make a bracha on the shel rosh. Ki im bracha achas l'shneim. There's one bracha for both the shel yad and the shel rosh. L'aniach tefillin. Okay, we have to stop here for today. But you know what's coming up, right? Ashkenazim make two brachas, right? And brach shen kavod malchus. So again. Well, Emir Sassam will see that tomorrow. And then again, we're going to have to get into a we'll have a discussion, Ramosha, in Dibros Moshe. Not Dibros Moshe. Dibros Moshe, which was his main sefer, talks about why do Ashkenazim make two brachos. Again, we're going to talk about that. It's a very big tumult. Pashup Shah is the Machaber is right? Make a bracha, one bracha, and it's one mitzvah, right? Why are we making two brachas? Well, but we'll see that tomorrow, Blina. Very, very interesting. Rav Moshe has one reason. The Aruch HaShulchan has another reason. And we'll have to see that Blina there tomorrow, hopefully.